You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Good to be joined by Frank Warren in person, not over Zoom.
How you doing, young man?
Yeah, I'm good. How was your travels to somewhere on earth?
They were all right, yeah. I'm back now.
Well, listen, Frank, Daniel Dubois, as was said up there on the stage, goes into a test here where perhaps he would have been accepted to go in a slightly easier fight. Is that fair to say against Bogdan Dina?
Yeah, I think you're correct in saying it, Umar. But, you know, he insisted and we looked at it, and it's a great opportunity for him, provided he comes through it. Then it's a really good opportunity. He gets, part of the belt on an interim belt. So, we hope that's what's going to happen. He's going to come through it. But it's a tough fight for him. Big guy, very fit guy, as you can see, and obviously fancies a job.
We always know Daniel's a cool guy, a cool customer. But when he gets to fight night, there is going to be a lot of pressure on him, surely, Frank?
I agree. I mean, look, you've had a lot of distractors and you've had a lot of people who obviously sympathise with what happened to him in his fight against Joe. Having said that, the pressure's on him to come back and prove all his doubters wrong. So there is a lot of pressure on him, there's no doubt about it. But I think, I believe that he's mature enough and you look at him now, he's just getting bigger and bigger. And I think, and I'm hoping that he's in a better place now and will come through it. But, if he's got any future in this game, these are the fights he's got to win at this stage of his career now. So it's all up to him. His future is at stake in this contest.
Of course, he's had a couple of changes in trainers. Not ideal going into a fight so soon.
No, I agree with that. I agree with what you say. Martin Bauer's done a fantastic job of him getting, was he 15, 16, and was he 15 or 16, I don't know whether it was, done a great job. And got, at that stage he was considered to be the number one heavyweight prospect in the world. Since then he had appeared with Jimmy and Mark Tibbs, and obviously he's now with Shane, who's, I think, for the last 3 weeks. So that isn't ideal preparation, but Shane seems to feel that he's okay to move forward with this fight.
What are we expecting from Daniel Dubois this Saturday night?
I would like to see him. What I'm looking for is a bit more boxing, a bit more head moving. We know he can punch, and hopefully a spectacular KO. That would be great. That's what the fans would all like to see. I just want to see him come back and show. Come back with a lot of confidence, to make a statement, and I think that's really important for him to show that he is, the young guy, the heir apparent. He's got to now go out and then show that he is that he is the man.
You mentioned the fans. We're going to have fans back in, 1,000 of them. Just a quick question: why are we in Telford this week? I'm interested.
We're in Telford because that's where we're going. That's the venue we booked. So we're up there, as I say, we're allowed 1,000 fans in. Which is, it's 1,000 better than we've had in the past. So obviously there'll be quite a bit of atmosphere there. I think they'll generate a lot. They're going there obviously because the local lad up there, Nathan, and he's up there. He's big tickets, and a couple of the other guys on there. They've taken a lot of tickets between them. So we're pleased with that, and I hope that's going to be a precursor to July, where subject to. The government's decision that they'll be allowing us to get back to full capacity, fingers crossed.
We'll be back in London in July, I take it?
Yeah, then we go to the big arenas. I mean, what's the point of going to a big arena if you can only have 1,000 people in there? It's going to look like a bloody aircraft hangar. So that's the reason we've gone to Telford.
Okay. Frank, Tommy Fury also on the card this week. Goes in against someone who's 2-0, so people can't say, oh, he's fighting someone with a losing record. He comes in against someone who's 2-0.
Well, we're waiting for a couple of things to be sorted out on that bout, but providing they're sorted out, that will be the case.
And just a quick word as well, there was a lot of rumour circulating about Tommy fighting someone that was getting criticised a lot online. Where did that even come from?
I've got no idea. It didn't come from us. Nobody from my office has even spoken to this guy, ever. Okay. So that's it.
Yeah, but yeah, great to see Tommy back in action.
It is. He's been in the States with his brother Tyson, and he looks well and fit. So I'm looking forward to seeing him back in the ring game. But everyone's got to still remember, he's still a novice. He's a novice fighter. He's only had five fights as a pro and hadn't fought for many years as an amateur. So, you know, he's got a way to go. So the expectation level, I know because of his profile and because he's Tyson's brother and the Instagram followers and everything, but, you know, everyone needs to put it into perspective of where he's at. He's a novice at this moment in time.
Frank, what's the situation with Archie Sharp? We learnt last night that his opponent pulled out.
Yeah, that there was a problem in their camp with COVID. Someone tested positive, so we're pushing it back to July.
So he won't be out this Saturday?
He won't be out. We're going to fight the same opponent in July.
Frank, John Fury is here. I will have to ask you, he did a BT interview recently, which got a lot of traction. Just want your response, firstly, to his comments, and what did you think about them?
I haven't seen the interview. What did he say?
Okay, he said... Yeah, you know, we were talking about the whole arbitration thing on our last Zoom interview. He essentially said that Team Fury are to blame for this situation, etc. And that he's not very happy with what's gone on. But obviously, you haven't seen the interview, so.
Well, as far as the arbitration is concerned, that was down to the arbitrator. That, you know, I don't accept any blame for it at all. So don't go dumping any stuff on my doorstep. I've said all along, this fight shouldn't be announced until everything's signed off and agreed, and it wasn't signed off. And as far as the arbitration's concerned, it is what it is. You know, somebody said to me about why doesn't Tyson vacate the belt? He can't do that. He'll be sued by Wilder for millions and millions of dollars because the arbitrator's given his decision. And add to that, even if he were to do that and think he could fight elsewhere, the promoters would be injuncted and they would be joined in the action as well. So... all there is to be done is for him to get this fight out of the way. Everyone's frustrated, but you know what? I'm sick to death of keep talking about the same bullshit all the time. It is what it is. You know, it wasn't dealt with, it hasn't been dealt with, but now the arbitrator has brought everything to a head. And that's where we're at.
Do you think boxing can learn something from this over what's happened in the last 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, just keep your mouth shut until something's signed on a fight of this magnitude. Until it's signed, a fight of this magnitude and all the obstacles are cleared, why make statements about it?
Frank, are we going to learn of an official announcement soon for July 24th?
Yeah, I mean, that'll be up to Top Rank. You know, they're the American promoters of Tyson, so when they're ready to announce it, we will do it jointly.
Deontay Wilder has put out some training clips recently with his new trainer, Malik Scott, and he's done an interview as well, and he looks in a good place, it has to be said. I think we have to realise that Tyson's still going in with someone who's arguably the biggest puncher the heavyweight division's ever seen. So, and we know in the heavyweight division it just takes one shot, especially with someone like Deontay Wilder. This is still a serious fight, isn't it, Frank?
Well, it is, and I mean, it's not arguable. You know, statistically, he is the biggest puncher, and in the first fight, he had Tyson on the deck twice. So you know he can, punch, and he stops God knows how many opponents. He's in with a phenomenal fighter in Tyson, who, by the way, is, you know, also been inactive for quite a while now, and he's got a new trainer, so they've obviously you've got to assume they're working on different things. The one thing about Tyson, from what I understand, he's very focused for this fight and he wants it and to get it out of the way. So that's what's going to happen. He can't afford to take his eye off the ball, but he's too professional to not take his eye off the ball. You know, he knows what he's got in front of him. He knows with a big punch like him, one punch and it could be all over. So he'll be very, very conscious of that, and I'm quite sure whatever Deontay brings to the table that Tyson has it within his armoury to deal with it.
But you think it ends in the same fashion in terms of a Tyson stoppage win?
I just don't see what he can do any different unless he learns to become a great boxer, and at his age I don't see that happening. I think Tyson's too slick for him, too smart for him. I think Tyson's got a good chin, and Tyson certainly showed in the last fight that, you know, he couldn't take Tyson's power when it came to it.
You said about the July coming back to London potentially, but how many shows do you think you're going to get across this kind of June-July period, Frank?
We're doing two in July.
And this will be it for June?
Yes, because of the Euros, and we're still working on one of the dates in July, but I'm hoping there'll be two in July at least.
Okay, Frank, appreciate your time today as always, and we'll speak soon, all right?
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.